Parenting is a tough job. That's why we have Family 411 with Jennifer Harriman.
One topic in the news we can't seem to get away from lately is bullying. And while we've heard lots about what to do if your child is bullied or knows of someone being bullied, what we haven't been hearing is how to prevent it. The key is empathy. Parenting expert Kathy Slattengren says empathy doesn't just naturally happen.
Unfortunately, we have lots of cases where it hasn't developed in children, and often those children just haven't had loving parents around at all to provide the kind of background kids essentially need in order to develop the ability to have empathy for others.
In fact, it's important to encourage empathy in our children from the very beginning.
And really starts when they're babies. By just responding to their crying and to their needs, that's when they start laying the foundation with a loving adult who's there to take care of them, and then it continues throughout their childhood.
Now, if you haven't been teaching empathy so far, it's not too late. Just start where you are today.
For school-age kids, a lot of times there's somebody new joining a class or perhaps somebody moving, and just talking to kids about, wow, how would it be if we moved and you had to start a new school? How do you think that'd feel? What would you want from the other kids? And just help them start processing and thinking about how can they be more empathetic.
Finally, make sure to reward your kids for demonstrating empathy. It doesn't have to be a big production.
If you see your kid being empathetic or doing something nice for somebody, just commenting and say, hey, wow, that was so nice. That was awesome. Just commenting at what we see them doing well is wonderful.
So the best way to teach empathy is to be a good example and model empathy. And that's the Family 411.